So then we have two missions in looking at Article 7A.3. One is to look at or explain that these are still exceptional circumstances, and they only relate to, in this case, they only relate to equipment that's already in use. So we wanted to emphasize that the transition period is only being extended in very tightly defined circumstances. And then, excuse me, the second paragraph actually does a little bit more than we were asked to do. It goes to just give a little bit more background on what we mean by physical inaccessibility. And secondly, it it gives some explanation as to what we mean by inaccessible as a matter of law. So we haven't gone into the question of whether it should be United Nations sanctions or EU sanctions or domestic sanctions or executive orders from the President of the United States or whatever. We've tried to make this reasonably generic, but we want to make it clear that obviously it cannot be imposed on the party trying to gain access to the equipment, that he has to do so, even though there is law precluding him from doing so. So we've tried to elaborate on that a little bit and to make it clear what we mean there.